That's funny. There you go. There you go. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We don't do chocolate in the eggs, obviously. Everybody remembers that because it gets too hot. We are going to do a grown-up Easter egg hunt, too, though.
Amen.
Like we did the last couple years, because that's fun. And who doesn't like going running after eggs as a grown-up, you know? Nobody? Just me? All right, I'll do it myself. More eggs for Ricky. All right. Amen. Well, we're going to continue on with what we've been talking about the last few services. Turn over to Job 42, verse 5. In the Message, please. Job 42, about verse 5. I admit, I once lived by what?
Rumors.
Rumors of who?
You.
God, right? Now I have it all firsthand. So he is admitting that he just lived by what he was told. Amen. And like we talked about before, a lot of us have done that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It could be anything, you know, thinking God's going to get you because you messed up or something. Yes, it could be anything. Well, you know, that's why you had the wreck, because you cussed somebody out. That's not it. You know, that's just Satan trying to make you feel guilty about something. If you mess up, you repent immediately. Everybody knows that. And if God forgot it, why are we trying to bring it right back up, right? Amen.
Amen.
So we got to get into the Word to find out what God's character is and how He is, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. That way we don't just take somebody else's opinion or what they think of it, right?
Right.
Amen. We'll pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, for your Word this evening, for light, illumination, revelation. I thank you, Father God, that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your Word this evening that I didn't even plan on saying. And I thank you, Father God, for it in advance, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go over to Romans, please, because I'm just going to skip a lot of this. If you don't remember the beginning of it, just go back, listen to it on Podbean and all that stuff. We got it.
Yes. Amen.
Romans 4:21. I'm going to do the Weymouth first off. Romans 4:21, it says, and being absolutely certain that whatever promised, he is bound by, he is able also to make good.
Amen.
Amen. And being absolutely certain.
Yeah.
Just something about that, I love it. Amen. Being absolutely certain about something, right? Go pull up the Passion, please. We'll start about verse 17. That's what the scripture means when it says, I have made you the father of what?
Many.
Was he the father of many nations?
Yes.
At the beginning?
No.
And what was his name at the beginning?
Abram.
What did God change it to?
Abraham.
Why did he change it?
Father.
Because the adding that told him you're the father of many nations. And so saying Abram didn't mean father of many nations, but Abraham meant father of many nations. That's why he changed his name. That way he could speak it every day. I'm Abraham. I'm the father of many nations. It's very, very important how God operates, and we need to understand that, because if you ever go out through the Word and actually start reading in the New Testament, starting in epistles and things, well, you can start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John right there, but it talks a lot about saying. A lot about saying.
Yes, sir.
A lot about saying. A lot about saying. And that's how God operates. So if I'm not saying anything,
yes, sir.
Man, then I'm not operating how God operates, right?
Amen.
And then a lot of times we get confused, like, God, why ain't this happening? You know, you'll hear people say, well, God, you know, amen. He knows what, though?
Yeah.
Well, he knows what?
Amen.
Obviously, he knows because he created everything.
Yes.
And I say that loosely. I shouldn't say everything because he didn't create sickness and disease because there's none of that in heaven.
Amen.
Should have heard a way better amen than that. He didn't create sickness and disease.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he didn't create everything.
Amen.
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 But he saying things like, well, God knows. Okay, but still in the word, does it say just tell God, you know,
no.
And amen?
No.
Or what does he say? He said, ask and you'll receive, right? Ask what? Well, God, you know. See, that's not getting anything done. You're just telling God he knows something that he already knows he knows.
Yeah.
We get lazy sometimes.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Or we just don't know what to pray. Amen.
Amen.
But it's all right. We're learning, right? We all are. Because none of us just jumped into this going, well, I got it all down pat. There was some stuff I learned today.
Amen.
I was like, oh, look at that. I still need to work on my love walk.
Amen.
We can learn every day if we're willing.
Yeah.
Or we can be stubborn and say, I got this. I know what that is. I understand that. Well, I'm not sure that says that. It might say this. Are you sure, though?
Amen.
Well, you know, all of these scholars said it said this. Okay, but it can't say this as well? Well,
amen.
Amen. I'm not on, we're getting sidetracked. Amen. All right. Verse 17, that's why the scripture means, I have made you the father of many nations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't try to always be the smartest person in the room.
Yeah. Amen.
Admit sometimes that you just might not know something.
That's right.
And whenever you start talking about scripture or just the word or anything, stop thinking ahead. Listen to the person talking.
Amen.
A lot of times they're talking, and so we start trying to think about stuff. Well, you know, yeah, that and then this and this and this. Well, have you heard a word they said?
Yeah.
Are we just trying to trump them and let them know, hey, I know a lot of scripture?
Amen.
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 All right. I made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father. For in God's presence, he believed that God can raise the dead and call into being things that what?
Don't even exist yet.
Amen. Amen. I know we're going over this, but we need to understand exactly what that means. He can raise the dead and call into being things that don't even what?
Exist.
Well, like what? Well, what do you need?
Amen.
I told y'all the story about that girl in Texas. She was wanting to go to this one college, and she didn't have the finances for it, and they didn't have scholarships. And so she got with some people there, and they believed God with her that she'd be able to go to that college.
Amen.
And guess what happened? They created a specific scholarship just for her, and she went to that college.
Yes.
Things that don't even exist yet.
Amen.
And then y'all know Dr. Bill Winston, his wife was praying about a job because he was going to, I believe it was Oral Roberts University. And so she wrote down on a 3x5 card, he said, everything that she wanted in this job. She wanted it like 10 minutes from the house. She wanted the companies to supply the car for her because they only had one vehicle and he was using it to go to work or to go to school. She wanted to make this much money. She wanted her own desk, her own office and stuff like this. And they stood there and believed on it. And he said, I'm going to be honest with you. He said, my wife put 3x5 cards of scriptures backing up what we were believing God for all over the house. He said, I'd lift up the toilet seat. There'd be a card there. I'd go in the refrigerator. There'd be a card there. Everywhere I looked, he said there was a card. What was she doing? Constantly in front of her eyes.
Yes.
Too many times we keep the problem in front of our eyes.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Too many times the problem, we keep it right there at the forefront and we continually meditate on it.
Yes,
and so we don't see an answer, but we constantly see the problem.
Yes. Yes.
And so we can't see the answer because we're constantly looking at the problem and trying to analyze the problem and figure out how we can get around the problem or what, God, I know if you can do this right here, we'll be able to, you know, shimmy around it maybe or something. I mean, I can call somebody, see if they have dynamite, you know. I can help out, God, if you need something. So if we keep the problem at the forefront and not the answer,
Amen.
That's what we're constantly going to see.
Amen.
The problem, right? What are you doing? Yes.
We're getting
oil. Oh, snap. I don't know why I yelled that, sorry. I wanted to embarrass her, but it didn't work. All right. Yeah, she's used to it. Yeah, you're right. I know. She's numb to it now. Great. Got to do something else now. But she kept the cards that, the image. Yeah, well, I'm trying to say that, let her know that this does belong to her. What am I?
Yeah,
what?
To create it.
Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all think of your own word. All right. And so this company actually moved from overseas to Tulsa, Oklahoma. From overseas. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
from overseas,
sir.
Not
Amen.
From the United States.
Yes, sir.
It came from across the sea right there and put up a office right there 5 or 10 minutes from her house. And she got everything she was believing God for. They gave her a work car, an office, her own desk, everything.
Amen.
Well, that's impossible. Well, thank God I work with somebody that does the impossible. Verse 18, please. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless. We read all that. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Amen. So we can't go over it. We can't, but we ain't got time. We don't. Because I just looked at the time, and we ain't got time. Pull up the message, please. Seriously, we could stay on this for a very long time, as you could tell. Thank God for the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why I always say, whenever you open the Word of God, if you read that 1,000 times, act like it's the first time you've ever seen it.
Amen.
We call Abraham father not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something. Because God made something.
Amen.
Because God made something.
Amen.
He'll make somebody out of nobodies.
Amen.
Amen. Out of Abraham when he was a what?
Nobody.
Nobody. But that means we all have hope. Amen. Isn't that what we've always read in Scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as a father of many peoples. Abraham was first named father and then became... He was first named what?
Father.
Then he became what?
Father.
I want y'all to see that. He was first named what?
Father.
Then.
Amen.
Then what happened?
He became Father.
You were called healed.
Amen.
You were called victorious.
Amen.
You were called prosperous.
Amen.
But what have you been calling yourself? See, God calls you that. But what have you been calling yourself?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I set you up as a father of many peoples. Abraham was first named father. And then became a father because he dared to what?
Trust God.
To do what only Abraham's wife could do.
Nope.
No.
What God could do. Amen.
Because of what the bank could do.
No.
Because of what the loan agency could do.
No.
Because of what the doctor could do.
No.
Because of what?
What God could do.
Amen. Raise the dead to life with a word. Make something out of nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. When everything was hope, well, you know, I have this deal. I can't, you know, I bend this way sometimes. It just starts hurting. Well, command it to stop.
Amen.
Amen.
And get that thing out of the forefront of your mind.
Amen.
Because you're constantly, every time you bend, you go, well, I don't want to hurt that.
Uh-huh.
So that's constantly in your forefront now. I'm not saying act crazy.
Right.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Well, so y'all, we just got to get out of this lazy zone almost, to be honest with you. Not us, amen, right? It might be us sometimes. I've been there, amen. But we got to get to where the word is the final authority, regardless of what my body, regardless of what anything else is telling me, the word is final authority. If God said I'm healed, I'm healed. Well, what about that pain? It doesn't belong to me. I'm healed. Well, how do you know that? Because Matthew 8:17 says it. That's why I know it. Isaiah 53:4-5 says it. That's why I know it. 1 Peter 2:24 says it. That's why I know it. And that has to be the final authority in my life. That has to be. It doesn't have to be, but it has to be.
Amen.
It's whatever you want to be final authority in your life.
Yes, amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. When everything was what?
Hopeless.
I don't know what to do. It's just everything's hopeless right now. Well, thank God you got a dad that just specializes in that kind of stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed what?
Anyway.
See, can we do that?
Yes.
Amen. Man, it's hopeless. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, let's try to believe the word of God.
Amen.
Let's do that.
Amen.
Amen. Look, we've all faced just impossible situations.
Yes,
we have. Link up with somebody that has crazy faith. Y'all,
yeah.
Y'all know the sermon, the crippled man with his friends that let him down through the roof,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, "How great your faith!" But Jesus saw their faith, right?
Yes, amen.
How did he see their faith?
Yeah.
Because they're ripping through a roof. Number one, the guy on the stretcher obviously got crazy faith because he's got four people just going to let him down through a roof.
Yeah.
On a stretcher.
Yeah.
One slip of a rope, this thing's going cockeyed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
Amen. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live. Leslie's just gone for about 5 or 10 minutes. You're fine. It's fine. Deciding to live not on the basis of what?
He saw he couldn't do.
But on what God said.
He would do.
But on what God said, God would do.
Yes. Amen.
And so he was made father of a multitude of peoples. God himself said to him, "You're going to have a big family, Abraham."
Amen.
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 Go to the next one, please. Abraham didn't focus on his own what? And say it's hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child. Nor did he what?
Survey Sarah's decades of infertility.
And give up.
Amen.
Amen. You can't give up. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I've been doing this for a while, and I'm standing on the Word of God. Good. Amen. Stand.
Yes.
Stay right there.
Amen.
He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions.
Amen.
He plunged into the promise and came up what?
Strong.
Ready for God. Sure that God would make good on what he had said. That's why it is said Abraham was declared fit before God by trusting God to set him right. But it's not just Abraham. It's also who?
Us.
Amen. He didn't survey the problems. I looked that up. Survey, it means to look carefully and thoroughly at.
Yes.
It means ask many people their opinions. What do you think about this? You know, I feel like God said I should buy this property right here. What do you think about it?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I think I should be doing this. What do you think about it? Well, if God said you to do, told you to do something, why am I asking another person what they think about it? Why don't I ask God? Because he's the one that directed me to do it, not them. So why am I going to ask them? Because number one, they didn't hear from God, so they don't know what God told me.
Amen.
Right? They're not God either. So it might look hopeless to them. It might look like this. I wouldn't buy that. I'd stay away from that. Look at it. It's worthless.
Amen. Amen.
But you don't know if somebody's about to buy that.
That's right.
Amen.
See, I mean, it's easy to be like, yeah, let's get it. But once you start getting into this stuff, we have to be like Abraham.
Yeah.
We have to. God says to do something, we got to trust that we know, number one, the voice of the good shepherd, and the voice of another we won't follow. If God asks me to do something, then I'm going to do it. I'm not going to ask questions about it, because I've told y'all about those lots that I got burned on. I say burned on. I didn't get burned on. I just didn't do it. Just downright didn't do
Amen.
It. And it was where the Verizon store went over there by Goodwill. And then the human being right there on the other side of Sonic. And then the Goodwill out in Fort Mojave. All three of them. And you can ask Chelsea, because we started asking questions about them and stuff. You can ask her about it, because I said, I think God wants us to buy these.
Amen.
See, looks like nothing. Nothing, especially the one out where Goodwill was, because there was a building on it that was just all dilapidated and falling in. But not that much longer after God told me to do it, these people came along and bought it.
Yeah.
If I'd have had it, what would I have got off of it?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I repented for being ignorant. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Consider, obviously we all know that means to believe. Believe to be and to think of as. Amen. Abraham had heart faith. He believed the word of God more than what his best day said.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Do y'all have the Phillips translation? Nope. I'm going to read it to you. I did rip it. Some people's kids. Romans 4. I'll start about actually verse 18 in the Phillips. Any of y'all have the Phillips? None of y'all? No. Man, y'all need to update y'all's stuff. No, I'm playing. I'm just messing with you. Abraham, when hope was dead within him, went on hoping in faith, believing that he would become the father of many nations. He relied, amen, he relied on the word of God, which definitely referred to your descendants. And then it says, verse 19 down through 22, it says, with undaunted faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. With undaunted faith. Undaunted, I'll tell you what it means. It means unshaken in purpose.
Yeah.
Amen. Not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty. Not intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. Amen. Not forced to abandon purpose or effort, and not subdued or depressed by fear. Not subdued or depressed by fear. Amen. I ain't got time to read that one. Undaunted faith, he looked at the facts, his own impotence, that's the word, yes. He was practically 100 years old at the time, and his wife Sarah's apparent barrenness, yet he refused to allow any distrust of a definite pronouncement of God to make him waver. Amen. He drew strength from his faith, and while giving the glory to God, remained absolutely convinced that God was able to implement his own promise. This was the faith which was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. Distrust, it means to doubt. Brother Hagin, he said he was healed of heart symptoms, and he struggled along some of these faith lines. Alarming symptoms would return, he said. Whenever his heart, he said alarming symptoms would return. But God reminded him of Abraham. He said that Abraham did not consider his own body.
Amen.
Amen. He said God showed him that he should not consider his body, but rather consider the word. He said, I continually faced the problem and didn't know why I was still in it. Because I thought I prayed about it. And I thought I was in faith, but I continually rehearsed the problem all day long. And so that was the first thing coming out of my mouth and not scripture. And so that's why people are confused about, well, God, I prayed about this. Well, I guess I need more faith. Well, no, we just need to not talk about it.
Yes. Amen.
We need to talk the word and not the problem, constantly
yes.
keeping in
Amen.
Front of us. We talk the word and it gets out from in front of us and we start seeing our answer. And then we might have a pain or something might come up. And then all of a sudden we bring it right back to the forefront. And now we're staring right back down the barrel of it.
Amen.
Instead of the word. Amen. And so we need to constantly keep the word in the forefront of our mind, not the problem.
Amen.
Not the problem.
Amen.
Because, I mean, anybody that keeps a problem in front of them, do they ever look happy?
No.
Not at all. Amen. So for now on, start asking your friends, why ain't you smiling? Amen. Because believers, we should be smiling.
Yes, sir.
We really should be, because all the promises that belong to us from the Word of God, that maybe the reason we're not smiling because we don't know what belongs to us.
Amen.
Or we're keeping the problem in front of us.
Amen.
Amen. Instead of the Word of God. I mean, I've said it 1,000 times. We would be crazy to be serving a God that just wants to take us out, that just sitting up in heaven laughing at us because we're struggling.
Amen.
We would be crazy to serve a God like that. Say again.
Isaiah
62:6. You know what? Everybody's doing some push-ups after this. You can pull it up in the Amplified, it's fine. Isaiah 62:6 in the Passion, it says, Jerusalem, I have stationed intercessors on your walls who will never be silent day or night. Amen. You reminders of Yahweh take no rest. And none of y'all have the Passion, obviously, but right here on mine, you can hit there's a letter F right beside reminders. There's a footnote right there, and it means our rememberers. That is those who intercede continually to remind God of his promises.
Amen.
Continually remind God of his promises.
Amen.
What does that look like? Sickness tries to attach to your body. Thank you, God. You said in your word. Y'all know that song, You Said, I Believe.
Yes.
You said,
yes.
It is done. How many of us as kids remember, like our parents say, you know, you do this and we'll get ice cream. How many times did we remind our parents, you said,
yes.
You said.
Yes.
We ain't going to remember to do the dishes or the room, but I remember you said that we would get ice cream.
Yes.
So why aren't we reminding God? It says to put him in remembrance, remind him.
Yes, amen.
It's just helping you out.
Amen.
God, you said that by Jesus' stripes I was healed.
Amen.
You said it.
Amen.
You said it, God.
Amen.
You said it. I didn't. You said it. You said by his stripes I was healed.
Yes.
But back to the kids, you know, they'd be like, hey, you said we could get ice cream, you know, wouldn't remember to do the dishes an hour ago or clean our room, you know, been at home all day,
yeah.
Magically forgot about that.
Amen.
You remembered ice cream. What was important to them?
Ice cream.
What's important to us?
Amen. Come on.
Well, I mean, what's important to us? Whatever we talking about. Whatever's mostly coming out of our mouth, that's what we're really interested in.
Amen.
And that's what we really believe.
Yes.
If I'm constantly talking about I'm sick, I have this, that's what you truly believe.
Right.
You do. Until you get into the word and realize what belongs to us. Amen. Look, I've been there. All right. Amen. All of us have to renew our mind to what?
The word
of God. The word of God, and see what God says about us. See
Amen.
What belongs to us as children of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got the Amplified. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace day or night. You who are his servants, and by your prayers put the Lord what?
In remembrance.
Of what?
Promises.
Keep not silence.
Amen.
See, am I constantly keeping the situation, the problem in front of me, or the answer?
Amen.
Well, I don't know the answer. Yeah, you do. It's the word of God. The word of God say that's the answer. See, if I'm trying to answer a problem with the world's answer, I'm wrong. Because I'm constantly going to have these kind of situations pop up. But if I'll answer a problem with the word of God, then it's done and it's settled now because the Word of God took care of it. But if I'm just trying to answer it with the world's way of answering things, I'm pretty much just kind of sweeping it under the rug almost.
Yes.
Sort of say. Because then all of a sudden you're just going to have a lump in your carpet. Be like, what is that?
Amen.
Stuff we didn't want to take care of. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We have to stop. It's 8 o'clock. Amen. Some of us get up about 3 o'clock. Now has the time changed? Hallelujah. Amen. Did y'all get anything? Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you, Father God, for helping us. We thank you for your word that you sent for us so that we don't have to live a defeated life, but you're showing us how to live in victory continually every day of our life. I know, Father God, that situations and problems, Satan ain't just going to roll over once we get saved and say, okay, y'all are good, yet we ain't going to do nothing else to you. That's when he's really going to fight us. But I thank you, Father God, we have the answer. We have the answer with us continually, and this is the Word of God. And so thank you, Holy Ghost, for helping us, for leading us and guiding us. And I thank you, Father God, we do know the voice of the Good Shepherd, and the voice of another we will not follow. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said.